You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood, in for Kai Rizdahl. Just a few months ago, there were meat shortages around the country as packing plants shut down due to COVID outbreaks. Grocery stores were limiting purchases, meat prices were soaring. Now we've got the opposite problem: more meat than people may be able to eat. The surplus has been building for months as restaurants, hotels, and other businesses that feed people remain closed or only partly open. Marketplace's Erica Barris reports.
When most of us started staying home, there was an immediate surplus of meat. Cafeterias, airports, arenas, all mostly closed or were barely open. Chris Muller is a hospitality consultant.
Think of how much food was consumed in a football stadium on a Sunday with 70,000 people in it.
That meat is distributed differently than the meat we typically buy in supermarkets. So that meat got repackaged and sent to grocery stores. But it turns out people don't eat the same stuff at home as they do when they go out. Then meatpacking plants closed down when workers got sick. That left livestock lingering on farms and feedlots, just waiting.
Now that we've gotten the production levels back up to normal, we have to process those materials for meat production, because there's really no other way that we could repurpose that livestock.
That's Ohio State University supply chain management professor Terry Espers. So more meat and lower prices, and not just in supermarkets. Michelle Derpetti manages Chicago Steakhouse Jean and Giorgetti. Before the pandemic, she was spending around $31 a pound for a steak fillet. Now it's down to about $24 a pound.
In normal times, this would be a much different discussion, because anytime meat prices drop and you can still do the volume, that's a good thing.
Right now, her restaurant's two locations are open, but she isn't doing the volume. She's buying 75% less meat than she was before the pandemic. I'm Erica Barris for Marketplace.